Mandel is a motivational speaker, writer, and mind-body fitness expert. In her latest book, Turn On Your Inner Light, Fitness for Your Body, Mind, and Soul, she reveals the secret to her unceasing spiritual happiness and physical health. So welcome, Debbie, to Pandora's Box.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
And first of all, let's talk about you're a mind-body fitness expert.
Well, I think all of us can be mind-body fitness experts. We all have a mind and we all have a body. And when you put everything together and you live in balance, then you have a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. It's about really being connected.
Do you think that people don't usually, when they go to the gym, think about their mind and their body whenever they're lifting weights and working out?
I wish they did, but quite often people are distracted and they're daydreaming. And I think if you put focus into your workout, it carries over to your daily life and you have better focus and accomplishment. And in the gym, the wonderful thing is that if you focus on the muscle-mind connection, you get more bang for the buck. Your muscles actually increase more than if you wouldn't think about it and just use momentum.
Just by thinking about or visioning like your muscles getting stronger?
Yes, and doing the movement slowly and controlled in proper form. I'm thinking if I'm doing a biceps curl, I want to image the whole thing coming from my biceps and not using my wrist, you know. So when I'm able to do that, I can really do a better workout, take it to fatigue, so I can really get a burn, and then I get a very good feeling that I have controlled what I'm doing, and I can carry that control into my life when things get out of control.
You just heard from Debbie Mandel. She's the author of Turn On Your Inner Light, Fitness for Body, Mind, and Soul. So, Debbie, how is your book, your fitness book, different from other books that someone might be able to buy?
Well, there are a lot of good fitness books out there, and there are a lot of good spirituality and emotional books out there. I put the two together. I came up with 29 common life challenges. I incorporated techniques for de-stressing and healthful tips, original meditations, and a workout to go with each mindset like a physical affirmation. No one's done that, so it's really holistic.
I think that's really interesting that you put all of that in one chapter for each of these 29 life situations.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to have a good tool for de-stressing, and you need to have the body in it. You can't separate yourself from that, and you need to have the mind. You need to know how to change perception, how to change a negative into a positive, how to bring more joy into life now than ever before.
And this just gives you almost like more tools to do that.
Yes, and I used a lot of Eastern traditions and Western. I put together the best of everything I could find, and I've been researching this for years, and I really learned a lot giving workshops with people, getting the anecdotes, and listening. In fact, one of my chapters is training to shut up.
That sounds like a good chapter for a lot of people.
We have to learn and listen to others, so that was really fun to write.
And that's, you know, now that you bring it up, that's such an interesting topic, you know, interesting life situation to put in a fitness book. I don't think that most people, when they pick up a book about getting fit, would think to see a chapter like that.
And it's really at the core of fitness, or if you're going to think about Zen philosophy or martial arts or a sport, you have to focus and you have to go inside. And I think when we speak, we should count our words and make our words count and learn and listen from anything someone says to you. You don't know what could be revealed to you. We have to read life, so to speak. And then when I work out, well, I certainly shouldn't be talking up a storm. Then I'm really not doing it. And if I'm able to speak so much, I don't think I'm working out hard enough.